The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I am your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6, and we have a live show for you today. Today is January the 9th, 2017, and it is a Monday. Looking forward to having a show for you. Want to get started. We didn't have a show on Friday. Sorry about that. It's been a very, very long time since I had to drive in inclement weather and got very familiar with black ice here in where I currently live here in FEMA region number 6. And so it took me quite some time, about over 3.5-4 hours. And it was really, really slow moving traffic. And because it was a lot of the black ice, so, and I know that there's some other places that experience some inclement weather as well. But hey, this is why you got to be prepared. And one thing that I forgot to do is I forgot to take care of one of my vehicles that's a four-wheel vehicle, and my four-wheel didn't want to engage, so had to take care of that. But I got it all fixed out, and we'll continue to do that. So this is one of the things. Be prepared for any and everything. But I was definitely quite all right. My man Scotty sent me a message late at night, said, "Hey, Dave, you okay?" And I appreciate it, brother. Yes, I was okay. So that's what we need to do. So much love, much respect to all of you and to my man Scotty. So let's really quick, we got a lot to catch up on because we missed Friday's show. So I want to jump in quickly to just say, hey, go to Black Talk Radio Network and donate to maintain the network and be part of BTR Community. That is a social media platform, so you can have all of your social media activities. You could do that with BTR Community. That's www.btrcommunity.com, or you can find it also on the website for BTR Community. Also, if you want to acquire precious metals, go to Prosperity Mint. That's Prosperity Mint, Prosperity Mint.com. Prosperity Mint. Go there and then definitely email Wolf6Pack1 if this is the first time, or just if you're about to purchase, so that someone can help you out with that purchase and explain to you what it is. Very, very important that you do that so you can acquire the metals correctly. And that is what you should be saving in, okay? Make that investment in you. Have real savings. Savings should not be done in pieces of paper, coupons, or a slave's wage. You should be paying yourself a king's or queen's wage, or a ladies and a gentleman's wage, and that is the real money, silver and gold. Okay, so with that being said, I want to jump right into today's show. But before we do that, one of the things I want to say is that I would definitely want to say to you all, just because we remember the past means nothing if we're not doing anything about the future from our remembrance of the past. Means nothing that you remember what happened. It doesn't matter if you remember what happened in the past. If that is not assisting you in what you're doing presently and into the future, it just means that you remember. One of the things that society and where we are right now is the system doesn't really care if you remember, because very few of us do anything about our remembrance if we have any of it at all, for those that do. And that's very, very, that puts you and I and the overall general population at a great, great disadvantage. Once again, their energy is much more committed to maintaining the system than it is for us to maintain our sovereignty and freedom. It is now like taking candy from a ant, not even from a baby, but from a single ant. So very, very different. And I say that because of this. If you remember 8 years ago, when the celebrity figurehead Barack Obama won, there was this overriding cry that the celebrity figurehead status and the facade of a organization, which it is a real organization, but it's a part of the same bird. A bird has a left wing and a right wing in order for it to fly. And this is what's happening with America. It has two wings that fly together. So the Republican Party, so to speak, let's just use that for, the Republican Party was in total disarray and they were all on the verge of collapse and everything else. Well, that was 8 years ago. Now the whole election, next whole election cycle, two election cycles, now the so-called Democratic Party is all in shambles and on the verge of collapse. See, they keep repeating the same things because they know that you either don't remember or you're not going to do a darn thing about what you do remember. Because there is really nothing that we learn from the past. We hear the past. We never listen. The big difference between hearing and listening. 8 years ago, it was the Republican Party that was so-called done and over. Now it's so-called the Democrat. And then 8 years from now, it'll repeat. And then 8 years again, it'll repeat again. Why? Because you continue to participate in the system of your demise and destruction. So it is working healthily. Nothing wrong with it at all. So I just wanted to say that and for you to put that in context. What's really important? Is your sovereignty, your self-determination and freedom really important? And if it is, the only way that it can really be important is not by what you say only, is by what you say and what you do. That decrees it as being relevant to you. So just wanted to put that past. They're going to keep doing the same thing. That's why your vote don't matter. Never has been, because it upholds the left and the right wing of this bird of destruction. So just wanted to say that. Now, let's jump into, before we get going, let's jump into what's in the news. Because there's a lot that's there. Oh, and at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. Then hit ** to unmute yourself, and we'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up, especially if you're doing it while I'm reading what's in the news, because I won't be able to see the board. So just ** and say just say, excuse me, and then I will see that someone is there, and I'll go right to you, okay? So 866-510-9025. So let's jump into what's in the news. Now, what we're going to do is jump in from what was Friday. Very, very important. You can see some of the things. This one comes from the South China Morning Post. The celebrity figurehead, Donald Trump, insists, here's what he said, Mexico will pay us back. Donald Trump insists the U.S. will be reimbursed for anything spent to build his border wall. The U.S. President-elect Donald Trump on Friday tweeted that Mexico will reimburse American taxpayer for a new border wall, that the U.S. money will and that U.S. money spent will be for the sake of speeding up the process. I can't see the rest of it because I'm not going to pull it up. And I'm going to just tell you that the former celebrity figurehead president of Mexico said in a tweet, since, you know, that's what they like these fanatics like to do now, the celebrity figurehead, former celebrity figurehead, president, CEO of Mexico, said to America, Mexico is not paying for no... He used a explicit adjective, war. And it was so funny, he put E-N on the back instead of I-N-G. He said, we're not paying for no war. And so
David,
this is very critical. Why? And but yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
I have an idea where he might get the money from.
Yes,
okay. He might be just talking in codified terms, but there is a source that he could get to build that wall. And while the Mexican government wouldn't be paying for it, its citizens would. Let me read this to you. Mexico takes in about $2 billion a month in remittances. The Bank of Mexico tracks how much the country receives in remittances on a monthly basis. In 2015, Mexico took in nearly $25 billion in total, including from countries beside the United States, but most of it was from the United States. Now, if I don't know how much of that money is coming from quote unquote undocumented immigrants that's sending it to their family's home, but he certainly could have certain banking systems seize that money. What are your thoughts?
Yep. You're exactly right, Scotty, and that's what's and I'm glad because later on and what's in the news that we're going to see that come up again, just how dire this situation is. Yes, Scotty, you're absolutely right, and that's what they're going to do. And let me tell you, that is going to further divide. What I think you're seeing, ladies and gentlemen, is you're seeing the play right now from the 60s reinventing itself to be played out here. And it is going to be played, but it's much, and I think it's going to be much different dynamically. But yes, I do think that they're going to seize those funds, and they're going to, there's other things that they're going to do. And that is going to only embolden and further destabilize this whole hemisphere and this whole region, because that's what they want to do. This is the perfect setup. Let me tell you, one of the things that was critical for the overall civil demise and the unraveling of the U.S. is that the celebrity figurehead, Barack, had to come before Trump. Because that momentumized and that put the state, the conditions in place for the whole chaotic destruction of the system, from the facade of the system, meaning that they wanted to bring in the appropriate amount of conflict that will cause a crisis, that will be a chaos, that will be chaotic, and then they will come in with the solutions. And when they come in with the solutions, they're going to have you on your knees completely. And that was this whole line that's setting up, is that the appropriateness of the celebrity figurehead of Barack coming first was necessary for what's going. These two birds fly together, and it's all a scam, and it's all a setup. And yes, Scotty is absolutely right. They are going to allocate those funds, and they're going to build that wall. And they're going to, and that wall, not only that wall that they're going to build, they're also going to build further walls and avenues about adversity within the sheeple and the emotional thought patterns of people here in the United States to totally destabilize this whole situation. And man, it's going to be a response like historically we haven't seen. But it's been used in their playbook many times before. This is the art of subjugation and enslaving the masses of people. There's an art that has to go along with that, and they are practicing this. We are not maintaining our unalienable rights. And that unalienable rights means that you don't have to live by the letter of the law. You live by the spirit of the law because you're self-determining and free. So, yes, I firmly believe that they are going to use it, invoke that, and enact that against. But see, this is the thing. They're not only are they going to be attacking certain groups, they realize that if they fund both sides of the war, as the Rothschilds have taught them, then they will win. And this isn't something that the Rothschilds brought up. This is something that's been practiced for ancient times. They just tell you that as well, so that it applies to you and everyone now. But it goes back much further. This is how you conquer people. The land is never in, no one can ever own any land. You can only control it because it's an asset. But you can conquer people in order to control assets and land. That is their overall art. And this is a part of it all. It is the great art of war that is being practiced against us all. But until we put down our emotions and start realizing what's really going on, you will continue fall by the sword, because that's what they plan on doing. So, yeah, Scotty, we're going to bring that back up. Very, very important part. Later on. Next article. This one comes from Reuters. China Central Bank urges rational investment in this Bitcoin. You know what? It's so funny. The People's Bank of China said that they, for their citizens, they said, be rational in your overall investment in Bitcoin. And I would say, yes, you should, having one or two Bitcoins. But see, let me tell you something about Bitcoin. It is far worse. It has less tangible, intrinsical value than even a paper cash does. They try to tell you that Bitcoin was established by this person that as a way to defend yourself from the man, from the system. The system created it. So just know that it has its real limitations, and you should only use it within the confines that it should be used in. You should never, ever save in this. Why? Because it ain't real. And until you get real, we're going to keep falling in the depths of fantasy. So check out that article. Next article. This one came from Bloomberg. Millennials think the Trump economy is going to implode. Yep. Definitely, because that's what the system wants. So check that out. That came from Bloomberg. Check that article out. Now, one of my favorite articles, this is an article you all should not sleep on. Very, very important. And this one comes from Walking Time. Master of Tai Chi demonstrates the surprising power of Queen Energy. And this is very, very important, because I think that it's essential to our overall growth. And then my commentary on that, I got to find it real quick. Uh-oh. Hopefully I didn't lose it. No, I don't think. Okay, here was my commentary on it. My commentary, an art form from the past that we no longer practice daily. And what you don't use, you lose, mainly because you start to practice a different form in replacement, returning to a state where our thoughts are cherished first by you alone is a great foundation. What do I mean by that? We no longer practice the great arts of the past that made us prosperous. And that practicing of it, which you don't practice, you lose. But you lose it because you start to practice. The human body is energy. It will use this energy in one direction or another. The key to that movement of energy is you. Where are you going to direct your energy? And when we don't direct our energy in a profitable manner, and one that actually maintains our sovereignty, our self-determination, our freedom, then we'll replace that with something else that will occupy and will be energized by our free will. And that's the replacement. We've been practicing the art of enslaving of ourselves. And until we return to a state where our thoughts are cherished first by you alone, what's important to you, what's important to your energy, your free will, when you start practicing your sovereignty instead of surrendering that, then we will continue to give energy to this enslavement paradigm that dominates. And it will remain as impenetrable and undefeated as long as we continue to give energy to it. We have to return to our perfect nature. I'm going to say that again. We have to return to our perfect spiritual nature of a loan. You were created, and you were given energy by the great creator for you to create individually as well, and to further perpetuate that type of strength, ability, and talent that is uniquely yours. But what we do is that we give our talents, our energy, our thoughts by way of fear to someone else. And the greatest foundation for our children, you know, one of the things about our young people, our younger people, they display the true spiritual power because they always ask why. Because they want to know, because they are still connected by choice, and because they know no other way that works until they're taught and schooled in something else. We actually hinder our children's growth by when they start to ask why, it frustrates us. We teach them just to obey. There is no prosperity in obeying, ladies and gentlemen. Prosperity comes in why. So I think that this is a great article from Walking Times, and I think it's very important that we start to cherish our thoughts first by you alone. There's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing absolutely wrong with you. If you remain self-determined in the original state that you were created under, return to it, and then you will see how much more you're able to do and how much of your talents you really, really do have. So check out that article. Really, really good one. Next article. Next article. This one comes from, let me get back on place. Next one. This one comes from Press TV, and this is one of, this comes from Press TV Iran. U.S. to become radicalized under Trump. U.S. protesters have allowed to use National Park Service's land to hold a protest rally against the inauguration of the President-elect Donald Trump in accordance to major federal law and agencies. The announcement came a few hours after the Partnership for Civil Justice Fund, a civil rights group based in Washington, D.C., threatened to sue if the permits were not issued by Friday. So this is very true. Read this article. Check this one out. The radicalization is going to continue. It's always been radicalized, but now they're retching it up. And see, the thing is that people think that their radicalization is going to benefit them. When in actuality, you've been put on teams, and you've been put on team based off of your energy and your makeup, the one team that you choose. When you choose to play by their rules, they will rule. So, and I said that this is a part of the American purge. A part of the purge, America will become an even more radicalized state. It's definitely going to be that. Next article. This is a very, very important one. This one came from military.com, Daily News. This one, once again, military.com. And this one is three female grunts join Marine Infantry Battalion. The Marine Corps made historic history Thursday as three enlisted female Marines with infantry jobs joined an infantry battalion that was close to them at this time last year. And I said, first enlisted women into combat roles, then drafting your daughters into global nuclear war one. That's the overall agenda, ladies and gentlemen. This is a part of the depopulation. See, I'm going to tell you, civil rights never gave you any form of progress. It was regressive. Most of us don't know the reason why, because we allow those that manipulate the citizen, the system to their benefit, to tell you what's in your best interest. And this is, and they do it by diverse means and ways, through entertainment, through education, through monetary, fiscal policy, geopolitical. There are so many ways. Religiously, they break you down to obey. How has that worked out for us, by obeying? And see how it works out in the future if we continue to do it. There must be a change of consciousness and energy in order to be free. Next article, also from military.com. Turkey hints at shuttering England's to U.S. air operations. So this is in Turkey. Next article, which is things that are being destabilized. Next article, I put up a YouTube video of the rioting in Mexico. Very, very important. Check out that YouTube video. That was from last Friday. Also, next one from Press TV. And this one, Press TV, and this is an Iranian agency. Russia waging war against the U.S. That's what McCain said. Hawkish U.S. Republican senator, celebrity figurehead John McCain, who I call Tyrannosaurus, has now once again accused Moscow of waging a war against the United States. King McCain said on Wednesday Russia's alleged cyber attack against the U.S. political organization to influence the 2016 presidential election amounts to an act of war. We're going to continue to see this. Heard this before. And this is going to continue. So next article, here we go. This one is from today. Got a couple, and then we're going to jump into today's show. Next article, this is a very, very important one. This one comes from the South China Morning Post. Says China denies U.S. claim military use two Beijing hotels as a base for cyber attacks. Beijing has denied U.S. media reports that his military using two hotels in the Chinese capital as the base for their launching cyber attacks. And one thing that was really, really funny is China was like, who the heck are you to talk about somebody cyber attacking and engaging in somebody's elections and actually causing regime change and destabilization? And then what I did posted here for you to check out from Wikipedia, and this was just this is just the reported cases. All of the, and I want to take a look at this real quickly, all of the regime change, the U.S. involvement in regime change, there is no such thing as regime change. This is nothing more than control and colonization. And it's done by their edicts and by their manifest destiny that has been around for centuries and millennia. So check this out, just real quickly. Some of the U.S.-Mexican War, Samoa, Hawaiian, and this one goes back, and this is just some of the ones from 1846, the U.S.-Mexican War. From 1887, Samoa. From 1893, Hawaii. From 1895 to 1917, Cuba and Puerto Rico. From 1899, the Philippines. From 1900s, China, which goes all the way even further back than that. That goes back into much further than all of these really do. 1903, Panama. 1903, Honduras. This is just the ones that they admit to. 1912, Nicaragua, which stands for Black Waters. 1914, Mexico. 1915, Haiti. 1916, Dominican Republic. 1918, Russia. 1941, Panama. 1945 to 1950, South Korea, North Korea. 1953, the Iranian coup, 1954, Guatemala. 1958, Libya. 1961, Cuba, Bay of Pigs. 1960, Operation Mongoose. 1965, Dominican Republic. 1973, the Chilean coup d'etat. 1979 to 1989, Afghanistan. 1982 to 1989, Nicaragua. 1983, Grenada. 1989, Panama. 1991, Kuwait. 1991, Haiti. 1994 to 96, Iraq. 2000, Iraq. Iran. 2005. Iran, 2005 to 2015, Syria, which they didn't even add, also Afghanistan in here, which is also a part of it from 2003, continuously, and all of these regime changes are continued to now. 2005, 2015, Syria, 2011, Libya, 2006 to 2007, the Palestinian territory. Those are all some of the regime changes and the colonization of what the U.S. was all involved in. And I would say the 1846, the U.S.-Mexican War, no, goes much further back than that. Goes back to Queen Khalifa, and even before then, the annexing of all of that area and that territory. So check out that article. Really, really important. So listen, everyone, get ready to go through a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to jump back into what's in the news. And at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. That's 866-9925. And then hit star. We'll see you in queue. You're listening to Kando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. It's Kando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit star. I will see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. I want to get back into what's in the news. And while I'm into the news, if you wanted to comment or had a question that you wanted to jump in on the conversation on, don't hesitate. A dialogue is much more important than a monologue. Just announce yourself. Just say, excuse me while I'm in the news, and I'll see you because I won't be able to see the board. And I will definitely get to you, okay? So I want to jump back into what's in the news, but just before we left, that was, check out that South China Morning Post, China denies U.S. claims, and this is the overall. Let me tell you, I also read an article where the celebrity figurehead Obama said he had underestimating the new age of cyber wars. That's telling you everything, everyone. That's the setup for what's going to be happening. They plan on doing so many vast things with that in the different overall. Let me tell you, technology has put us in a unsustainable human existence direction. I'm going to say that again. Technology has put us in a unsustainable human existence path because technology is doing away with the human existence and the human collective prudence.
Excuse me.
It's a facade. Yeah, hold on. One second. Let's go to the one second. Let me go back. We got a caller in queue. My man Rob is in queue. Rob, what's going on? Go ahead, bro.
Hey, how's it going today?
What's up, brother? How you feeling?
I'm doing all right. Just wanted to ask a question about something that you spoke on.
I heard
I heard you speak the word fear.
Wait, Rob, real quick before, because I don't want to forget. Did you hear Scotty when you had first called in? Did you hear that he was going to give you a call, right?
Yeah, I did. I was trying to unmute myself.
Okay. All right. So I just wanted to make sure you heard that, and just so you'll be on the lookout for that. Okay. But go ahead, Rob. We're talking about fear. Go ahead, brother. Let me interrupt.
Yeah. My question is, what would you, how would you define fear? And how would you advise one to confront their fears?
Ooh, man, Rob, you always got those questions, man. See, a question is more important than the answer. And I think, Rob, it's all in you. Now, what is fear? In my opinion, this is what fear is. Fear is a taught emotion that is where your physical affects your spiritual. Fear is a taught reaction or emotion that affects your physical in order to conquer your spiritual. And it's something that's taught. It's not something that you, it's not a part of your makeup as a living spirit and as a living being. They say that children, and I think my man Warren Ballantyne said this, that children are always The only fear that they have is of heights and of loud noises. And I don't think that they're afraid of heights or loud noises. I think they're startled by it, by loud noises. So that's how I would categorize it. And Scotty said an unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that someone or something is dangerous, likely to cause pain or a threat. And that's what I think that is. That's a great definition of it. Now, this is the thing with fear. And your question was, how do you respond to it? Well, one of the things is that just because we were taught something doesn't mean that we have to continue to practice what it is that we've been taught. And sometimes we're going to have to find out all of the things that we've been taught that's not in our best interest and no longer do them. Now, I say it this way, that a coward and a person of valor are both experience fear at the exact same time. The only difference is that the coward is paralyzed by the fear because it's an unpleasant emotion caused by a belief that, and once again, that key word is belief. Just because you believe something does not make it true. And this is great with this question. Just because you believe something doesn't make it true. That someone or something is dangerous and likely to cause pain or a threat to you or something that you love or care about. So now, a person of valor and a coward both experience fear at the exact same time because they both have been taught to be fearful. The coward is paralyzed by the fear because their belief of what they're afraid of becomes where it disengages their free will. So they no longer can respond to it and they freeze and they're paralyzed by it. While the person of valor is motivated to action. In spite of what I believe, I'm going to go off of what I know. And what I know is that I do not have to surrender to this facade, to this mirage, to this falsehood. And just because there is a belief system, that belief system has not become a part of my knower. That's very, so I would always say whenever you feel the taught behavior of fear to come on, never to allow that to determine your outcome. I would always say that emotions, we all have them, but they should never ever dictate our decision making. Should never dictate your decision making, because then you're going to be led by emotions that deceive you and lead you in a very disastrous state. And then you become unstable physically, and that physical interruption starts to weigh on your spirit. And this is where I think you start to have some of the downfalls of the taught mental illness and the constant bombardment, because it all starts with fear. So I think that how you deal with fear is you acknowledge it, and then you take energy away from it. Yes, you're there because it's been taught to be there. And the more you start to fight that, the less effect fear will have on you. You always will be moving with great purpose and sound fundamental purpose. So that's how I think that you always should deal with fear. And some people will tell you, and I hate with this propaganda that's out, oh, you deal with fear by going to see a doctor, a psychologist, a psychiatrist, and they're going to medicate you and everything else. That's where your fears are now going to be under the influence of intoxications and toxins in your body that is going to change your overall chemical response to things. Now you're in a world of hurt. Now you're Thank really you. In a world of hurt. So, man, great question, Robin. Look after for Scotty's phone call, brother, and always treasure your questions and comments. It adds so much to the show, brother. Thank you. Much love, much respect. So, as always, my man Rob always have great, great pointed questions and truly appreciate it. So let's jump back into what's in the news. And at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 510-9025, 866-510-9025, 510-9025 and hit **. If I'm in the what's in the news, just like Rob said, hey, excuse me, I'll see you that you're there so you won't be waiting, and I'll come back to you because I can't see the board once I'm doing what's in the news. So next article comes from the WashingtonTimes.com. Obama issues record number of midnight regulations, the study says, and this was supposed to be the president, the transparent president. He did a lot of stuff behind the midnight hours. President Obama issued 145 midnight regulations during his tenure. So check out that article. Next article, very, very important. South Korea warns against possible North Korea test launch of long-range missiles. This came from the GlobalTimes.cn, which is a Chinese publication. And the U.S. said that if North Korea actually tests any missile, they would actually shoot those missiles down because North Korea said that they can reach anywhere now with their missile capability, and the U.S. said that they would shoot those missiles down. And very just as in the past couple of hours, now today, China has actually went into some of what South Korea determines as its lines of demarcation, lines of protection. China has sent 10 military aircraft to penetrate those lines today in their airspace. And with 10 aircraft, and it was going on throughout today, and this is in response because there's a lot of things that's going on. And why is that so significant? China as well considers those islands that South Korea considers theirs, China actually considers theirs, and they knew that it would cause. And then South Korea also sent up a sortie of military aircraft, fast movers, to intercept the Chinese aircraft that were in the air. I don't know how that turned out. We won't know, and you may not know. Things may just drastically change. But the things in the South Sea of China is definitely moving and speeding up, especially with the celebrity figurehead Trump coming in and some of the things that's going on. And I'm going to touch on that again. So that's a very, very important article. Next really important article, and this is my comment to this one. I said, get familiar with the word clawback, folks. Like we said would happen, everyone currently getting a pension or hope to, will be like clawback. What? Because this term clawback is going to come out. And what a clawback means is this, and this comes from, this came from the news station here in Dallas, the Dallas Police and Fire Pension. Dallas Police and Fire Pensions members may have to pay back funds. Bernie Madoff is a name now often abandoned within the talks about the failing Dallas Police and Fire Fund. The reality of that is it was a Bernie Madoff-type scheme, says Lee, the city council member and former pension board trustee. And let me tell you something. They all knew about this was a Ponzi scheme. And now what they're saying is the clawback. See, they're going to say that they're going to call back some of the executives of this. Mm-mm-mm. They're going to call back the pensioners. This is what's you're going to see right now. A clawback is this. When they steal your energy, whatever the token is that they gave you for that, they're going to take it so that now they fully, not only did they enslave you by taking your energy, the falsehood of what they gave you is no longer relevant, and they're going to take it back. Why can they take it back? Because it was never yours. You gave up what was yours. We have given up what is ours, our energy. So this is very, very important, and we're going to definitely take a look at this on Financial Thursdays. And they definitely take care of Financial Friday. We'll have a Financial Friday. We're definitely going to take a look at this specifically and what this means. Get familiar with the term clawback, ladies and gentlemen. That simply means that you may be getting paid a pension now, or you hope to get one. Even if you got paid a pension, you've been on a pension for 5-6 years, or you didn't know that they could come back and take all of that from you, everything that they paid you. You say, well, I already spent it. No, you didn't really spend it. didn't really spend it, because what happened was that you took their system, and what they'll do is that they're going to come back by way of taxes and get it. What they got planned and unfolding is nothing more than evil. The key is better protect yourself from it. They're giving you and telling you all, and you can bury your head in the sand, but I tell you what, most people that bury their head in the sand, they talk about conspiracy theories. As soon as the IRS send them a letter, they can't hold up their vows. They can't even hold themselves because you're scared. Don't be scared. Be prepared. The setup is there. So better now than to prepare yourself under a way that protects you and your family than to later on ask what happened and be begging from a position of disadvantage where your cry won't be heard. It will only be felt by you and your family. That's what we're trying to avoid, you to avoid. These investments aren't investments, ladies and gentlemen. You're gambling with your energy of the past. Don't gamble with your energy of the past. So definitely need to check that out. Next article, very, very important article. And this one is, this one comes from, I gotta pull this one up. This one comes from, this is a Mexican, let's see where this comes from. The El Economist .es, which is Mexico's economic notification out of Mexico. Let me pull this up really quickly. And then you got to right-click this to get it into English. And it's very, very important that you do that. I should have did that earlier. Excuse me one second. You're going to take me to doing this. This is going to be one of the things that we have to feature today, the LEconomist.es. Very, very important, this article. So give me one second. And this, the whole setup of the destabilization around us is unfolding as we speak, okay? And so as soon as it allows me to, let me pull this up and to translate this. One second. Sorry about this. I should have had this already done, but I, you know, you get caught up in different things and I forgot. I may come back to this after the break. And then we'll definitely read this one because it'd take me just too much time. I don't want to hold you all. I don't want to have any dead air as well. So we're going to come back to this one. Very, very important. And you'll see why this is so important for today's show. Okay? So we'll come back to the next article that we have. Okay, maybe I will be able to get it up. Oops, one sec. Okay, so move into this. So now I'm out of one sec. Little, bear with me because of where we live. The internet service here is a little, not a little slow. It's real slow. So, and if you notice, someone had contacted me and says, "Dave, have you noticed that the internet has been real slow lately?" And I had talked about that was going to be happening as well. Since I've been here, but yes, even more so. Now, and I think that you're going to definitely see that to continue to move because people rely a lot on information from there, and it's going to be all propagandized information that you're going to get. Next article, this comes from Yahoo, very, very important one. Gunman shoots, wounds U.S. counselor official in Mexico. Mexican prosecutor said Saturday they were searching for a gunman who opened fire on an official U.S. counselor in the western city. The Attorney General office said that the official was wounded in the attack on Friday. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is going to continue to expand because of what's going on in Mexico. Very, very, very important. So check out that next article. Very, very important one as we're pulling up. This one comes from the Global Times. U.S. officials meet with Thai sending aggressive signal. Now, this is the president of Taiwan. She was en route to Latin America, and on yesterday, she landed in Houston, and there was Ted Cruz went to meet with her, as well as the governor of Texas, Governor Abbott, met with her while she was her flight layover here in the States. And let me tell you, I think that is the reason why China had went into South Korean territory or South Korean airspace today, militarily wise, with their aircraft. This is going to totally destabilize the whole situation. It says U.S. officials meet with Taiwan, with Tai sending aggressive signals. And China was not happy about this. In another article, there's another article about that that we posted there. Then here's what happened here from Reuters. China State's tabloid warned Trump. And it says, end one China policy and China will take revenge. Shanghai, state-run Chinese tabloid Global Times, sounded a warning to the U.S. President-elect Donald Trump on Sunday, only hours after Taiwanese president transitioned Houston, saying that China would seek to take revenge should Trump renege on the one China policy. Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen met senior U.S. officials. And let me tell you, she's going to come back and she's going to go to San Francisco the next time on her way back. And let me, ladies and gentlemen, believe me, I do not think that China is bluffing at all in this whole thing. So, next article. This one comes from newstrust.org. U.S. Navy destroyer fires warning shot at Iranian vessel, U.S. officials said. Today, U.S. Navy destroyers fired three warning shots at four of Iranian Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps vessels on Sunday after they closed in at a high rate of speed in the Strait of Hormuz, two U.S. defense officials told Reuters on Monday. So this whole thing is ready to go. Now, very, very important. And when we come back, we need to look at what's going on in Mexico. Let me see if I can get this thing to, okay, cool, translate this for you all from Spanish to English. And this is the article that you definitely want to translate unless you are able to read Spanish. Now, here's the article, and this comes from the elcapitalist.es, which is ES is the for the Mexican, I forgot what it stands for, state of Mexico. Trump Post weakens Mexico's bilateral U.S. trade relationship. Trump's post weakens Mexican's bilateral U.S. trade relationship. And this is critical, ladies and gentlemen. This is really the feature of today's show. So when we come back in the last hour, we need to take a look at this, and we need to take a look at why this is so, so relevant. The setup for you and the demise economically is being staged and multifaceted. It's going to come by way of Mexico, China, the reserve currency status, and everything else. The rioting that's happening in Mexico City is going to, not in Mexico City, throughout Mexico is going to span to here to the United States because of what is intensifying as we speak. You're listening to, we got some time. So when we come back out of the commercial break, we're definitely going to set that up. This is something that you definitely want to pay attention to because today's show is going to be critical global events that are building and set to directly harm you. Your first priority now must be to prepare. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, everything else is subordinate right now to you preparing for what is going to be happening in the very near future. Everything is subordinate to this all, because once this kicks off, ladies and gentlemen, you will not be able to go back to 5 months ago, 3 months ago, and to acquire some of the things that will put you and your family and our community in a position of advantage. Whatever you have, once this thing goes full blown and it makes its way here in the United States and into your community, into your neighborhoods and into your home and into your family and to you directly, your opportunity to go backwards is no longer. But now you have to look forward in order to prepare yourself so that you will position yourself now. And this is priority number one because of the things that are going on. And we're also going to touch on what happened Friday in the airport. Is all a part of what you're going to continue to see and have to respond to. And I want to talk about some of the things that you should be doing if you get caught in that type of event. And not only that, how to prepare for events such as that on a small scale and a much larger scale, from regionally, nationally, statewide. For some events to start to put you in that type of predicament where your very decision making, your split decision making is going to determine the outcome of the next set of events for you. It's so important that we start to role play and that we start to look at what are we going to start to respond to different things, not out of fear, but not to be paralyzed by those fears. Okay? And these are things and signs that you need to know and start to do. So, very, very important. And we're going to definitely touch on those two things. And if any time you want to chime in, you want to call in, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit **. I'll see you in queue. And definitely we'll bring you up. Are you preparing? Priority number one should be preparing, because that is the most clear and present threat that you are going to have to deal with in the future are going to be events that are geopolitically and militarily induced. And there needs to be an appropriate response to that. So you're listening to Tando Radio Show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call. 866-510-9025, 866-910-9025. 866-510-9025, then hit **. We'll see you in queue. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 9. If at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit **. We will see you in queue and we'll bring you up. Now, this last hour of the show, I want to focus on a couple of things. I want to focus on what's happening in the hemisphere and in the region that it can drastically affect you. Want to look at a couple of things, especially in Mexico, the rioting that's going on in Mexico because of the gas tax imposition that has been placed that's caused the price of fuel to go up by 20% in Mexico, and it spurred on some rioting, and now it's spurring on some massive rioting throughout the country, and is only going to continue to destabilize because it's not going to be getting any better. It's only going to get worse. The Venezuelan crisis is being is actually spreading, and is going to actually come here. So now, and the relationship between the United States and Mexico is one that is going to actually go into a very violent way in confrontations, and this is something that it can directly affect you and your family, and things that you need to know and to prepare for, so that you are not fearful of these things. You can respond appropriately to them. Never scared, always prepared. So now there's an article out of Economist.es, which is a Mexican publication. And in this Mexican publication, says Trump's post weakens Mexico's bilateral U.S. Trade relationship. And it has a picture of celebrity figurehead Donald Trump with a red hat that says, "Make America Great Again." Man, the setup, slogan setups, and is so crazy. And there's, let me tell you, all these jobs that they're bringing back, you think that's a good thing? They're not going to pay you a darn thing. The sweatshops are coming back. What makes you think that these corporations, if they were making a profit outside of the United States, what makes you think that they would put themselves in a position where they're going to have to pay more for labor? They've already set up their whole existence to make its profit means margins off of slave labor. They're just telling you that they're going to bring enslavement and subjugation even further back here. So you need to know this, so that you're not fooled by these things, that you prepare yourself accordingly for them. So, got to jump into this article. Now, I was just about to jump in this article, and so I need to get it back to translate in English, because my Spanish is not good. My Spanish is not good. So, hold on one sec. I think I'll get it back into Spanish, and then we'll get into it. It will work for me. Just had it in English, and it jumped back. So, did I do it? Okay, so come on. Okay, here we go. Give me one second. Oh, oops, no, it didn't. All right, so I got to just... I gotta hurry up and get through this, because this is unlike me to. Okay, here we go. All right, now, so let me jump into it. The victory of a Republican candidate, Donald Trump, in the U.S. presidential election has begun to destabilize the U.S. and Mexican trade relationship, which I believe is also going to go into clandestine measures, if you know what I mean, of destabilization by way of cyber and by way of assassinations, ladies and gentlemen. All the overall conditions and plausible deniability is being set forth right here. So it goes on. Destabilize the U.S.-Mexican trade relationship because the president-elect threatens to dismantle trade agreements, impose tariffs, which will have an effect on both economies because of their close interconnection. Industries, materials, industrial materialization in the American in Americans' origin of 40% of the Aztec production sold in the U.S. So basically, 40%. In fact, Mexico has reorganized its government to improve understanding with the new U.S. administration, with only 13 days left before Trump can be sworn in. Republican pressures on Mexico intensified at the end of November, the businessman still announced his his plans to stop the plans of the Carrie air conditioning manufacturer, which intended to transfer up to 2,000 jobs from Indiana to its neighboring country. The new launch 2017 The newly launched 2017 has come loaded with the threats to the automotive industry as well. Last Tuesday, Trump tossed his favorite social network, Twitter, to criticize General Motors, who had been accused of sending the Chevy Cruze model made in Mexico to U.S. dealerships without fees, a message that came loaded with threats to impose custom duties on the company of Mary Barra. The company was quick to respond that all Chevy Cruzes, sedans sold in the U.S. are products produced at the GM assembly plant in Lordstown, Ohio. According to the automaker, only the production of the four-door Chevy Cruze for global markets takes place in Mexico, and only a small amount of these models are sold this side of the Atlantic. With the accumulated tension, remember that during his election campaign, Trump threatened to undo the North American Free Trade Agreement, known as NAFTA, and impose tariffs up to 35% for Mexico. Ford took advantage of the reprievement to General Motors for earning points to the next U.S. administration. The automaker, led by Mark Fields, had canceled plans to invest $1.6 billion in construction of a new plant in Mexico and said that it would spend up to $700 million in expansion assembly center in Flat Rock, Michigan, where it was to produce high-tech automotive and electrical vehicles, as well as the iconic Ford Mustang, Lincoln Continental. Of course, in a move to improve its profitability, the company confirmed that it will build its next generation Ford facility in Hermosillo, and that's in Mexico. Threatens Toyota. These decisions were welcomed by the Republicans, who accumulated that the first few weeks of the years of intimidating Toyota with a big tariff if it did not move its production plant from Mexico to the U.S. Toyota has said it would build a new plant in Baja, Mexico, to manufacture its Corolla for the U.S. and in no way build the plant in the United States or pay a large tariff. The Chinese manufacturer also announced in April 2015 it plans to invest up to $1 billion or 945 million euros to manufacture its Corolla in Mexico and not Baja California, as indicated by Trump. Now, why is this so important? This trade war is going to go into a currency war and trade war. Once trading between countries stop, that's when their military start moving across borders. And this is an attack on Mexico, and this is an attack on China. Now, was this all staged and set up? Yes, of course. This was all planned out. They planned this stuff out hundreds of years in order to subjugate and enslave people. This is nothing new. So let's go on with this article, and then we're going to see why this is so important. Indeed, Toyota's president was asked if Tokyo hours earlier about whether his company had planned to change its investments in Mexico following the siege of the Republicans to its main rival in the U.S. We will consider our alternatives when we see. Oh no, it changed back to Spanish. One sec. Let me get this back. I guess I got to move the cursor faster. Got to move it up and down. One sec, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so I don't think I'm going to be able to get this up in time. And I don't want to, but I'm going to just, okay, so now what you're seeing is that there's a trade war that's not only being established against China, but it's going to extend against Mexico, and is going to stand against all nations, the ASEAN nations, and is going to watch. You're going to see that it expands itself in this overall so-called propaganda agenda to make America great again. Now, this is the thing about this. This is all staged. This is all a part of what we have, unfortunately. Okay, let me move this down. It came back up. Sorry, everyone. Hit this translate. Okay, so now let me hurry up. All right, so let me read this and move this. Okay, so now the article continues to say. Put it back to where we were. All right, so the Japanese manufacturer. All right, so we read that. Okay, now here's where we left off. We will consider alternatives when we see what policies the new president adopts, he said in referring to Trump. In fact, the U.S. subsidies of Toyota came to the rescue, saying that its investment in Mexico did not imply a reduction in its operation in the U.S., where its investments directly $21.9 billion, or 20.7 billion euros, has 10 plants, 150 sales, and 136,000 employees. Toyota hopes to collaborate with the Trump administration to better serve the interests of its customers. In a statement, Trump later attacked the automotive industry and its Mexican operations as not random. According to the World Trade Organization, the product most exported by Mexico are cars, as well as the parts for motors, motor vehicles, goods, and that reach up into $80 million or 75,000 million euros in 2015. Therefore, Trump used automakers as a starting point in its pressure to disrupt negotiation for NAFTA, the agreement signed between Mexico, the U.S., and Canada, which made it easier for many car manufacturers to move productions to Mexico, lowering the cost, and then selling them in the United States. Now, let me tell you something what's really critical about that. Do you think that these corporations are going to pay more by moving their stuff here? No, because the economy is going to be so disjointed that the overall, there is going to be more profitable for them to come to the United States, because they're going to move the slave sweatshops here, and they're going to be paying you far, far less. And this is the trick that most people aren't seeing and what it really means. So the article goes on and continues. It says, 4 out of 10 of the production manufactured in Mexico's export to the U.S. land are automotives. However, for the assembly of the vehicle, Mexico imports parts of other countries, mainly to the United States, according to the WTO, World Trade Organization data. The main Mexican import 2015 were automotive parts valued at over 23,000 million dollars. If you look to the numbers, about 40% of them manufactured in Mexico and later exported to the neighboring countries are American. So any type of trade war is a double-edged sword for both economies due to the extreme integration into their chain of supply. Even so, the consequences would be more profound for Mexico. There are many channels for contagion from the U.S. to Mexico, says Lopez, strategist at UBS. The United States is sources of 90% of the country's remittance, about 2% of its GDP, and among 50% of its foreign direct investment in countries, he explains. While he pointed out that the U.S. is targeting almost 80% of the Aztec export, that means the Mexican, including 90% of car manufacturers in the country. From the Swiss bank, they pointed out that the U.S. trade deficit with Mexico in goods and services has been increasing in recent years, reaching 58 million 500 million euros in 2015. However, excluding cars, Mexico actually would have a deficit as it expands in its neighbor's energy export. Any deterioration relationship between Washington and Mexico will have serious consequences for the Mexican economy and markets, he warned. The data speaks for itself. Following Trump's victory on November the 8th, the peso has lost more than 10% of its value, and this is causing their losing purchasing power in Mexico. And this is what happens when they start to move purchasing power. This is how the bank steals your energy, forcing Banco de Mexico to come up with rescue the currency through the sales of $1 billion to avoid a Mexico stock index earning more than 15% to value. The Bank of Mexico intervened on Friday for the second consecutive day in the foreign exchange market with direct sales of dollars in the Asian sessions. A day earlier, the Exchange Commission decided to intervene with an auction of at least $1 billion for the first time since February, after the peso tumbled to its lowest since its redomination in 1993. The financial authority is thus trying to put in order the market and avoid excessive movement and that depreciate their currency, and that is going to continue to happen. Now, I'm going to get out of this because I don't want to lose too much time. What does this really mean? Let me give you what this really, really means. The overall crisis in Mexico, this what you're starting to see in their riots because of gas, is going to pick up. Now, here's where it is going to directly affect you. Mexico is heading for a full-blown economic crisis. I would say they're already in it, and they're in it just as bad or even worse than Venezuela. Not only that, the U.S. will be far worse than Mexico and Venezuela combined because the overall dynamics are far worse. Things are rapidly deteriorating in Mexico, and they're getting worse. The risk of contagion from a full-blown Mexican crisis is far greater today than it was during the tequila crisis 22 years ago. Hundreds of people were arrested and a handful of people killed over the past week as peaceful protests against the government hike of gasoline prices as much as 20% in some states. Just imagine if the price of gasoline went up 20% here in the United States. If you want to, in my opinion, if you want to have an equivalent to that 20% there in Mexico, you would have it as 40% here. Why? Because the U.S. dollar is the reserve currency and is known as the petrodollar. There's more cash that was created, more pieces of paper that was created in full faith and confidence that the U.S. was able to pay its debt, and they can't. As we speak right now, California is going through default on its unemployment insurances, where they are sending $15,000 bills to employers for them to pay the shortfall because California can't pay its unemployment insurance. Building, folks. So it goes on. By as much as 20% in some states. Descension into a widespread looting and rioting. The mood on the street was hardly helpful when the Mexican, deeply unpopular president, Peña, tried to defend his actions, causing the 20% hike, by asking the public, what would you have done? What would you have done? And that just sent everybody into a rage, is what they're saying. For a lot of people, the answer was clear. A lot of things very differently. Right at the top of the list would have been launching an all-out war against the culture of corruption plaguing virtually all levels of the government. But now it is fast running out as Mexico faces a hideous constellation of threats and challenges at the same time. Now, here's the NAFTA hangover. Here's where it affects you and why you should care. Because this is where it's going to affect you. What you don't know will directly hurt you. There are few bigger threats to Mexico right now than the president-elect Donald Trump, who last week announced the appointment of Robert Lighthizer as the United as the U.S. new trade representative. And Lighthizer is a trade lawyer and voice supporter of protectivism policy, and is expected to play a leading role in renegotiation of NAFTA, which helped transfer Mexico into a low-cost industrial powerhouse, while also shackling its economic fate to its northern neighbor, the United States. The U.S. accounts for 80% of Mexican exports, 49% of its imports, and 60% of all of its total foreign direct investments. Now, this is all at risk. In an extreme event that NAFTA was canceled between Mexico and the U.S., and the United States would be governed, at least on paper, by the World Trade Organization rules to access the U.S. market, Mexico would have to pay a tariff of up to 2.5% on all vehicles it exported, and as much as 6.4% on all agricultural exports. That's the key that kills you. Next time you go food shopping, how much of your food comes from Mexico? How much of your fruits and vegetables come from Mexico? How much of your agriculture comes from Mexico, ladies and gentlemen? How much of your overall livelihood on Mexico comes from there? And here's the key. The only way that you were able to have and enjoy those fruits and that agriculture and that food at that price is because there was no tariff on their food. Now, what do you know about California? California is going through major drought. And not only that, what is the cost per average of the food that the U.S. produces? It's much higher, ladies and gentlemen. And what will the need be? See, Mexico has been providing food for so many people here in the United States. If that's taken off the market, ladies and gentlemen, what does that do? Your purchasing power now goes to par to where it should be. Worthless. You will start to have, let me tell you something, you're going to have a lot of $100 bills, but they ain't going to buy nothing. Because a 6.4 tariff means that Mexico ain't sending no food to the U.S. Guess who now needs the food, ladies and gentlemen? It's the expansion of the new beacon of freedom called China. China will step in and buy the food from Mexico and cut a deal with Mexico. And guess what Mexico is going to say? Them gringos screwed us. That's going to be the overall language. And then what is the United States going to have to do? They're going to impose an embargo and sanction Mexico, because the deterioration of the relationships with Mexico is going to be so big. Now, how is Mexico going to get its overall food out of Mexico if the U.S. Navy now sanctions and places an embargo on it? They're going to be lining their ships up out of San Diego around Mexico, and it's going to prevent trade from happening between Mexico and China. Can't go through the Gulf of Mexico. This is going to be, in my opinion, can explode into some things that is far beyond. And then you heard where so-called the route that organizations were coming into, terrorist organizations were entering the U.S. from? Oh, you ain't seen nothing yet. Already here, already set, already ready to go. Remember the Bay of Pigs? There's going to be a new Bay of Pigs. It's going to be changed. Now, that is critical. Now, hear this. As much as 6.4% on all agriculture exports. As for the U.S., it would have to pay tariffs of 7.7% and 38.4% respectively in order for its industrial and agricultural products to reach the Mexican market. The U.S. needs Mexico as much as Mexico needs the U.S., and that is going to be slammed. The U.S. won't be able to afford to do it. The ramifications of such a sea change in trade relationships almost unimaginable, according to the Bank of America Merrill Lynch cited by the Spanish Daily News, El Economist, the one that we were reading from. If Mexico exports to the U.S. fell by 25% and Mexico's annual GDP growth would shrink over by over 1%, one percentage point. The contraction would be as much as 3% if Trump were to seize the nuclear option of completely cutting off the trade relationship between the U.S. and Mexico. Whatever Trump decides to do, one thing is clear, Mexico's industrial base is likely to suffer. And when that happens, what do you think that Mexico is going to do? They're going to do the same thing that the Philippines said. U.S. ain't got no money. We're going to go to China. And this one China policy, the U.S. is going to be, this is why this whole thing is being set up. So now, here comes another. The biggest problem facing Mexico is as much diminished oil as a much diminishing oil giant. Pemex in 2017, that's one of the leading, Mexico is a large producer of oil. Mexico actually has more per capita. Mexico has more natural resources than the United States on by multiple means. From silver to gold to oil to natural resources, Mexico has far more than the U.S. has. And this is a war of assets, ladies and gentlemen. Do you see what's happening here?
Dave, I have a
question. It would be in China's best interest. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, I had some thoughts. I was thinking earlier, all of these countries that you named, like for Philippines, Mexico, all of them except for China, in Russia, and Iran, those are three countries I can think of that does not receive Federal Reserve notes in the form of so-called foreign aid. And you talk about sovereignty all the time, and I'm like, these aren't sovereign nations. Anytime you dependent upon another country for aid, you know, welfare, then you're not a sovereign nation. And in the case of the Philippines, you just trading in one master for another. You know, when you talking about we're going to run to China and what have you, and you might get a better deal with China. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just thinking about how much you talk about sovereignty and just how many nations aren't really sovereign. How can you call yourself a sovereign nation, but I'm dependent on hundreds of millions of dollars from a benefactor? I'm not sovereign. And the other thing,
not at all.
And the other thing is, can they just walk away like that? Like, for example, Philippines just had a major aid package suspended, but they've been getting hundreds of millions, who knows over how much time. Can they just walk away like that? I mean, does that money not come with strings attached?
Yeah, and this is the thing. Yes, it does come with string attachment. And just from this whole standpoint of, because I believe all of these fraternities are in, but let's just take it from the standpoint of the Philippines and Mexico. They are under, as Scotty said, they're not sovereign. If you receive payment from your master, you are beholden to the will of that master. They, too, are getting slave wages as well. Because why are they giving them slave wages? Here's the thing. You rule countries by oil. Whoever controls the oil controls the country. One of the things about Russia and China and Iran is that they control what? Their own asset of energy and oil. So they can remain sovereign. And that is always a threat. Who is the U.S. after? Russia, China, and Iran. And all of the BRIC nations, the ASEAN nations. Now, that's why that's so important. That's so, so important. Now, when it comes to the Philippines, here's what happens. if they're going to walk away from, like you said, if they're going to walk away from the U.S., somebody's going to have to step in. Why? Because the U.S. has already put them, they put themselves economically in an economic system that they can't maintain themselves as sovereign. They can't maintain themselves as sovereign. So what are they going to do? They're going to go to the one that offers them the best deal. And for them to leave means that they've already cut that deal a long time ago. And what is this going to happen? This is going to cause for a war. Because now the controlling oil assets is what? Switching from who? The U.S. to the BRIC nations, into Iran. This is why it's this fight for Syria. Because it's really about the natural gas pipeline. Who's going to bring gas to Europe? Because whoever brings gas to Europe, Europe is beholden to them.
Dave, I just read that Russia just opened up a pipeline in Syria about a week ago.
That's why they're in. This is why Russia would not give up Syria. And Assad knows. And they know it's all about the pipeline. Oh, man, listen, everyone, get ready to go to a commercial break. If you got a question or comment, this stuff directly affects you. I'm going to come back and I'm going to tell you why some of the things in which we read and what's in the news. How about the three women have now joined combat operations in the Marine Corps because they know that they're going to have to draft your daughters in order to fight this war that has already been lost. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. And it's brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. So now this is actually causing where Philippines and all of the oil nation countries, see, they don't control their assets. This is why their economy can be destabilized. Venezuela is an OPEC nation, a part of the old form seven sister nations. So now you destabilize them. Why? Because you want to control them. And what's going to happen? Who do you think Venezuela is going to sign on with? But they're going to sign on with them when the war comes. And there's going to be a purge of the U.S., ladies and gentlemen. When that happens, the economy here is going to completely, when you no longer can control other countries' assets and get paid off of them, you become instantly broke because you've established a lifestyle and you established budgetary means off of that type of revenue and that type of energy coming to you. You no longer control that. You are now broke.
Dave, I just...
And this is why this...
I posted in BTR community earlier today a couple of videos about two different African nations. Namibia was one, and I'm trying to pull up the other one right quick, but they just signed economic deals with China. China making moves on the continent of Africa, man, that I don't think people are really, really aware of the shifting balance of power that's going on right now, man. Let me see if I can pull it up right quick. I just shared these today.
Mm-hmm.
Where is that article that I shared? It was two. Wait a minute. Let me move up. It was two different videos talking about the agreements. And the reason that I took note of them, I was listening to this program yesterday on YouTube, and they were talking about they were really just talking bad about Africa and black people in general and saying we don't know how to do business and that's why nobody's wanting to do business in Africa. And I knew right then and there this guy didn't know what he was talking about. But then the next day, here I see, here's the headline, China, Zambia agree to strengthen their cooperation, talking about economic cooperation. Then another one, Chinese foreign minister visit Tanzania. So I mean, I don't think the United States and the European nations it's aligned with can stop what's coming. I think they only held off what Gaddafi was planning. They only delayed the inevitable.
Yep, yeah, exactly, Scotty. And the key with this whole thing is that the power has already been switched. It will not be complete until the war surrenderance that the U.S. will be under. Just like they dismantled Germany and they dismantled Russia, they're going to dismantle the United States. The United States, because of the turmoil within the country and the geopolitical turmoil that they will be faced, they will go into receivership and all the states will...
This call is being recorded.
The states will actually be just like what happened in the former Soviet Union. The states will become their own countries and they will make their own deals with the rest of the world. And it's going to be based off of assets, ladies and gentlemen. What you thought about the United States was a facade of wealth. It was all done by the system of where they move. What I like to say is that they make hate cyclical. And now it's time for the U.S. to be exposed and dismantled so that the system itself won't be challenged. And I tell you, challenge the system by removing your energy, because you're going to continue to get this same thing over and over. 8 years ago, the Republicans looked like they were bankrupt and they were done. Now it's the Democrats. Why? Because this is how it goes around and around and around and around. Cyclical. Very, very important. So I wanted to touch on that. Now, what is this going to mean? Is this is going to mean that the economic demise is the United States. And Trump is the perfect one to do it. Perfect, perfect, perfect one to do it. And that's what's going to be done, in my opinion. It's going to really start to fall apart. And it's following the overall plan. Is going to accordingly to plan, and that's very, very dangerous and bad for you. And if we are not prepared, you need to prepare yourself for that in some fundamental truths. And of course, those fundamental truths is that you have to become sovereign of mind, sovereign of spirit, and sovereign and physically sovereign, to where you have assets where you don't need the overall system to uphold your quality of life and your standard of living. You need to remove yourself from that pitfall and that demise and get yourself away from that as much as you possibly can. And you need to do that for yourself, your family, and our community. Every single one, we have this show, you should be calling in with questions, because you won't be able to call in with a question, because their overall infrastructure is going to go into they're going to shut this infrastructure down by so many reasons and so many means. It's going to be far beyond what you think. And so everybody's condition is different. What does the word prepare mean to you? It's different than what it means to me. And this is why you really should be looking at yourself individually. Some of the things that you're doing, say, hey, I'm doing this. What do you think about this? So that we can all collaborate on some of the things that what we think about that. And that's really, this is why I said earlier in this show that it doesn't matter if you know the past if you're not doing anything about it right now and energizing something different. You need to do more than just know or I heard. I remember. Do you remember? Do you remember? And if you do remember, then your deeds will follow the creed that you have said that you remember. What deeds are you doing in remembrance? Very, very important. And so this is going to only expand here, and they are going to look at the countries that are under major, major attack. There's always asset countries that are under major, major attack. and destabilize, because it's the assets that control people. Assets control people. Oil and energy control nations. And that's how this game is played. It's an asymmetrical, deceptive warfare. They pitch you individually, against somebody else, and they tell you who you don't like by the way that different people act, because they create that environment for those individuals to act that way, so you will have that and not see what's really going on, because they get you to look from emotions and out of fear, instead of us being able to look back at everything fundamentally sound, a spiritual mind. Then you can see the checkers and the childish moves and the tricks, the juvenile tricks that are being done, really. And they affect us because we are less than juvenile. We are attached, our umbilical cord is attached to this system. And it tells us exactly how to move, what to think, what to do. Never you, always obey. So, important that we get away from that. Now, in the last part of the show, I wanted to say, from the attack that happened in Florida, if anyone has ever traveled anywhere in the United States and they had to declare their firearm, you looked at that whole situation and you knew that this is what's going to come. Why? Because it was the perfect setup for what's happening. This is no coincidence, ladies and gentlemen. If this was something that was, this is how you could tell if this is a coincidence, is all of this stuff just starts to happen all of a sudden. And this is all a part of the capital controls and the control and movement of people. They don't want you to move. And it slowly starts to get you to depend on the system for everything. There was a news broadcast, Cerebrally Naive Network, and they said, well, those people that thought that they could travel with guns, and that's going to change and everything else. And I laughed because that was the whole setup. Means method. Who has the means, motive, opportunity, and who gains from it all? Wasn't you. This whole thing with this shooting that was there, then lo and behold, the so-called alleged gunman said that he had been told by the government to do these things, and he was undermined and all these other things. And what happens? He was put under a 42-hour 5150 hold, and who knows what happened to him while he was there. And remember, this is all a part of, these are all war vets that are happening. See, this is the key that they're not talking about. See, society, what they do is they create the system that they want to come about. They sent these young people off into an illegitimate war, that, and they would be under psychological, emotional attack to where they would not be able to bear it all. You didn't see it, did you? They purposely send young people to these things so that they can come back and be perfect agents of the system. That illegitimate war that you fought, this is what they want to do, because they want to deteriorate. Because when you go over there, you're like, what the heck am I fighting for? This is crazy. And you start doing crazy things, and you're in a crazy environment. And then the mental illness is contagious. Then they supplement that, and they cause for you to break down because of the overall artificial influence that they have over you by many means and methods. Wi-Fi, pharmaceutical drugs, perfect cocktail to send them back home and to perpetuate the agenda of the system. So now, here's what's said, and this is where, for all of you, and I hope some of you are buying this story about get rid of guns, because if you are, I would say, wise not is you. Foolish, actually. And I'm going to say this. The fool learns from experience, while the wise heeds good instruction. You're being set up. And I would ask for any person that was someone that says that, all of the firearms are already out, and they've already put those all out. The system doesn't need firearms. They have technology far advanced of firearms nowadays. They got micro nano drones to affect you. They don't care about your guns. They care about you surrendering to them at all times, because that's what they don't have. That's what they have to use technology to maintain an advantage over you. So for all of you that say you don't need guns, I would say this. Okay, cool. Well, the same ones that you should think should be enforcing that is the same ones that are perpetuating that agenda to use them against you to get you to think foolishly right where you are. And I say foolishly. You could call me. Call in and say, no, Dave, you wrong, you foolish, because we don't need guns. And I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you can have whatever you want to have. You can protect yourself by any means. But I noticed one thing. Every person that was in that, if that event was true, and I say that for a reason, because there are false flags that are established all the time. If that event was authentic, and if it was true, and if you've seen the video of it, every person that I saw was ducking and hiding and jumping on the ground and burying their head on the ground. Oh, that is a foolproof plan to protect yourself in today's terrorist society. And I would say this. If you were laying there and a police officer happened to have been there, you would have been expecting that police officer to use that firearm to stop them. Or how about this? If you don't can't see through this facade about what's going on with the firearms, if you didn't have a firearm and you was crying and laying there and someone next to you didn't buy this propaganda, when that individual started shooting and they had a gun that was there, you wouldn't have told them to put that gun up. No, don't do that. Guns is bad. Protecting yourself is bad. When it's time for us to be executed for the purpose of the system, that's what we're supposed to do, obey. Be led to slaughter. That's why I say it's foolish.
Dave, I hate to say this, bro.
One sec, Scotty. The system has established a culture of violence. And in that culture of violence, they have established that to control you because you have allowed it. So, I would just say, for those of you, I would say if someone was there with a firearm that you so-called would say they shouldn't have it, before the incident happened, you would be scolding that person, get that firearm, get arrest that person. You don't need no, you would be all in their group perpetuating the agenda of the mainstream media. But once them bullets was flying and you was ducking down crying, you would have been begging that person to save you. Do something. Help me. Who's the fool? Who's being misled here? You're having faith in a system. You have blind faith. And that's why they're going to lead you to slaughter. So, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Scotty. Just wanted to get that out. Go ahead, Scotty.
I was interrupting you. No. I was just going to say, man, perfect example that came to my mind, I'm thinking about Emmanuel. You know, Emmanuel 9 and what I heard went on in there and people on their knees praying and hiding under, you know, tables and all that kind of stuff, man. Just totally unprepared. And not to stereotype them, but that pastor of that church was a Democrat. He was a sitting state senator. And what are the and if he's a black Democrat, you can believe that he does not support gun ownership and does not support standing your ground against all enemies and attackers. And we see what was the result of that. I hate to use that as an example, but it's a perfect example.
Born in domestic. Exactly, Scotty. It's the perfect example. Let me just put it this way. For all of you in this world, you've been buying this propaganda for so long, you don't even question it. Whatever the media says, you follow. You don't even make any decisions on your own. Now, would I like a society where no firearms are used or needed? Yes. I would love for that tool to be. We do need gun control. We do need gun control. But in a time where the system is telling you this, let me show you how foolish this is. They tell you they want to move to where you can't do this. Only thing that you, they want everybody to be victims, and the only people to be able to have guns is the responding first responders. And by the time they get there, it's too late. Too late for you. Too late for your family. I would say for you fathers, it's up to you on how you want to do yourself. But wait until, I'm not going to say wait until, but if some, for some reason, for unforeseen reasons, you were caught in a position and you had your daughter with you and you were trying to protect your daughter or your child or your family from someone with a gun and you didn't have any way, meaningful means to protect yourself, there's an old saying, never bring a knife to a gunfight. The gun usually wins. In today's world, what would happen? Let's say, for example, if this event was authentic, how far would that individual have gotten knowing that any and everyone carries, or it's very easy for people to carry firearms? I'm going to tell you, there's a state, Texas, likelihood of someone doing that in Texas, very, very low. And if they do, they know one thing, that not only do they got to worry about the sirens that give warning to them that someone, they got to worry about what they don't see, the person behind them, other, why? Don't fall for this. This is all popping up right now for a reason. It's a destabilization. Because what they want you to do is they want to put you in a position where you are always begging them for a solution. They're going to bring you a crisis. They're going to bring you a conflict. They're going to make it chaotic, and they're going to have you begging them for the solution like they're doing right now. And every person that was in that airport was like, oh, shoot, screaming. And I understand that's a natural, when you can't defend yourself. If you were able to defend yourself, if someone was there with a gun, legally or even not legally, and when that person decided to do those things, do you think that they should have given their illegal gun up and not protect themselves? Nope. It worked out in a more favorable, it actually increases the odds. And don't give me, well, then everybody would be, well, one thing is that person that decided to do, even if they under mind control, that's okay. Their mind won't be under any control after they're appropriately dealt with. Keep having blind faith in this system. Not only are they going to have you on the floor, they're going to have your daughters in a war that they can't win. It's not designed for them to win. So just wanted to say that. Protect yourself at all times. Know the times that we are in, the moments in history that we are in. It is continuous. In order to enslave and subjugate people, you have to use terror, you have to use fear, you have to use violence in order for them to surrender their free will. Don't you be that individual. Just want to thank you all for listening to the Tando Radio Show. We're going to get out of here for today. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. We have no callers in queue. And if I offended you, that's cool. Did you think about the importance of something? Now, I know that I'm subject to anything happening, but one thing I do know, I'm not afraid. I will respond appropriately to the appropriate situation of the ones that I can. So, much love, much respect. Talk to you all soon. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. We'll talk to you. Peace.